This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Aurora E. Peña de Chagoya. Date of birth, November the 30th, 1965. Case ID number is 523-1658. Date of exam, March the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Tropical Texas Behavior Health Center, dated 1/23/23, and from Dr. Dionisio B. Calvo III, dated 4/29/22. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / anxiety / personality disorder, comma, restless leg syndrome, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperglycemia, comma, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in September of 2021, where she worked as a provider for 8 years. During that time, she worked 4 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, and her husband is working. She is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, depression / anxiety / personality disorder. Number two, restless leg syndrome. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hyperglycemia. And number five, hypothyroidism. History of allegations, number one, depression / anxiety / personality disorder. The claimant states that in 1990, she started to develop a major depressive episode with anxiety and a personality disorder. She has had suicidal ideation and attempted to commit suicide by throwing herself off a ladder at one time. She states that she has decreased appetite, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased energy, comma, sadness, comma, fear, comma, decreased motivation, comma, and decreased concentration. The claimant states that she just feels like running away. She was hospitalized in Mexico for her mental disorder and has also been diagnosed with panic attacks. The claimant also states that occasionally she sees animals and hears voices and only wants to be in a dark room by herself. She is presently on lorazepam 1 milligram BID, citrulline hydrochloride 100 milligrams QD, zopidem tartrate 10 milligrams QHS, doxabin hydrochloride 10 milligrams QHS, bupropion hydrochloride 75 milligrams QD, and buspirone hydrochloride 15 milligrams, 3 tablets BID. The claimant's condition appears to be stable at this time. However, she is on multiple medications and her condition is guarded. Allegation number two, restless leg syndrome. The claimant states that in 2019, she started to develop anxiety in her legs. She was also diagnosed with osteoarthritis and fibromyalgia. X-rays were negative, and no surgeries or injections were given. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, and pain that she feels every day, and the necessity to be moving her legs constantly. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, Use a skillet, comma, sweep a broom, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Benjamin Fado. She is presently on tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QD, and cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD. Her daily activities include doing lighthouse work, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry, but she does no other exercise besides that. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2016, she was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, severe headaches, comma, and palpitations, but she denies any blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, comma, or nephropathy. She is presently taking candesartan celecoxib, 16 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 130 over 82 mmHg, which is normal. She appears to be well controlled with her blood pressure at this time. Number 4, hyperglycemia. The claimant denies having hyperglycemia or diabetes at this time. Number 5, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2020, she was gaining weight, comma, having dizziness, comma, decreased energy, comma, bloatedness, comma, and confusion. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She is presently on level thyroxine, 75 micrograms QD, and she states that her levels have been checked and that her physicians have told her that she is well controlled at this time. Family history: the father is 86 and suffers from hypertension. The mother is 87 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications: lorazepam 1 milligram POBID, simvastatin 40 milligrams QD, level thyroxine sodium 75 micrograms QD, candesartan celecoxib 16 milligrams QD, tramadol hydrochloride 50 milligrams QD, citrulline hydrochloride 100 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, zopidem tartrate 10 milligrams QHS, doxepin hydrochloride 10 milligrams QHS, bupropion hydrochloride 75 milligrams QD, cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride 10 milligrams 3 TID, pantoprazole sodium 40 milligrams QD, fenofibrate 145 milligrams QD, and buspirone hydrochloride 15 milligrams 3 tablets BID. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, anxiety, comma, major depressive episodes, comma, personality disorder, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, gastritis, comma. And obesity. Major surgeries: cholecystectomy in 2004, hiatal hernia in 2010. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 94.0 Fahrenheit, weight 237 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches, BP 130 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 42. General, this is a 57-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to severe depression and crying. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last, Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ mingling or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and was oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, but her mood was depressed for the time. She had decreased clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of her ankles and especially of her left hand. Mild joint swelling was noted around the ankle area, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is decreased range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of both shoulders and of her cervical spine. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees, and in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees at 120 degrees flexion. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes as well. The claimant was able to walk at a normal tandem rate, but she was unsteady and slow. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She did not present with an assisted device, but she probably needs one for support. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was just mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms were noted of the lumbar sacral spine and the left upper extremity. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the right side and decreased for the left side. The claimant has had difficulty pinching opposing fingers and making a full closed fist with her left hand. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right arm, but has some problems with the left upper extremity and problems with both shoulders. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of osteoarthritis. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is mildly abnormal grip strength of +4/5 bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to major depressive episode, anxiety, and a personality disorder. Probable diagnoses. Number one, depression/anxiety/personality disorder-confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant is being treated with multiple medications and appears to be stable, but her condition appears to be ongoing with still major depressive symptoms. Number two, restless leg syndrome, being treated at this time, appears to be better controlled. Number three, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 130/82 mmHg, which is normal. Number four, hyperglycemia. The claimant denies having this condition. Number five, hypothyroidism, being treated at this time. The claimant states that she has been told that her thyroid function is well controlled at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Aurora E. Peña de Chagoya.